Kotaku hoa in Nayanei, called Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. And let's start with the pace of growth, Nona, in buy now, pay later schemes, right? So it's outpacing credit cards. What are the implications of that?
Yeah, so credit cards are typically issued by banks, as most people know, and it seems that that growth has been outstripped by the growth in the buy now, pay later services. Now, we would have heard back in March how the number of these types of payments systems are like twice what they were. Actually, they grew about by half in the March quarter over the same time a year earlier. Now, that was a few months ago. Now, in the June quarter, we're seeing the same thing. And so the banks are going to have to probably have a look at this. One of the head of banking at KPMG, John Kensington, says retail banks are going to have to adapt to the new reality if they want to incur, if they want to continue to, play the game. So there you go. It looks like we're going to see some banks into the buy now, pay later. But let's not worry about that, because at the same time, the government is likely to bring in more regulation to cover that. Because right now, those types of schemes are somewhat exempt from the rules covering regular credit.
Right. Okay. What about confidence in the labour market? Now, this is interesting. It continues to climb despite the latest round of COVID-19 lockdowns disrupting the economic activity. So what does the survey tell us?
Well, people are feeling very confident about their outlook in the workforce. So it's not surprising, I guess. The index rose 1.8 points since the September quarter to 105.7. Now, that's above levels we saw prior to COVID. So it says that basically people are feeling very positive about the labor market. And while it's not a surprise, I suppose, that the public service feels a bit more confident than even the private sector. Although it was a bit mixed in the regions, some of the regions were reporting a decline in confidence, but others were stronger. And the Westpac Bank, who did this report, suggests that what this indicates is that the unemployment rate is likely to fall below 4% in the coming quarters. And that's really unsustainably low in terms of what the Reserve Bank will be thinking. And so, again, more reason to see some changes there on the horizon.
And Nona, what numbers have you got for us too?
Yeah, well, our index fell about a third of a percent today. That's a 46-point drop to 13,260. That's not too surprising, because there is an increased worry now that that property development firm we talked about earlier in the week, China Evergrande, looks like they're likely to default on their interest payments. There's a mountain of debt there to upset the world markets. We're talking this company owes $305 billion, likely to run short, and that could reverberate around the world. So the New Zealand dollar, though, it held on to its overnight gains at 70.7 US cents, 96.9 Australian, and 51.5 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with business.